The first we heard of it was when my sister Louise came skittering down the long passage from upstairs. Louise skitters. I forget what Beatrice and I were doing when Louise flung herself among us. I believe Beatrice was crumbing the table. We were beginning to think about lunch, and I'd had some mending. Our brother, Lamont, would have been at school, we hoped. Louise, pull yourself together, I told her. I am Helena, the oldest. Louise had lost her breath and was trying to find it. Her eyes rolled all round the room. She tracked in cobwebs on the clean floor. But wait till you hear. Louise, I said, did you take the front stairway? Yes, she gasped. I was in a hurry. Wait till you hear. Louise, we never take the front stairway during daylight. Never, no matter what. We don't do that. I tried to set a good example for Beatrice. Louise didn't. Nobody saw me, Louise heaved. Nobody ever does. She meant the upstairs Cranstons. They own the house, but we've been here longer. Generations. I'm quick and I'm small, and they simply don't see me. That younger Cranston girl upstairs has seen you, Louise, I reminded her. Camilla Cranston has seen quite a lot of you. Many a time you've crept up to her bedroom in the dead of night. You sit on her bed and she talks to you. She tells you things. Dead of night, Louise, when everybody is supposed to be asleep. When you're supposed to be asleep. Yes, well, Louise admitted, but I haven't come from Camilla's room, and it's not night. We know it's not night, Louise, I said, and Beatrice agreed. I've been in her mother's room, said Louise. The one with the cabbage roses and the wallpaper. Mrs. Cranston's room. Beatrice and I listened. They were all in Mrs. Cranston's bedroom, except for Mr. Cranston, of course. Louise made big eyes at us. They wouldn't have seen me if I'd been sending up flares. They were all talking at the top of their lungs. They were practically running into each other. The mother is rather loud, I remarked, and Olive, the older daughter. The family is from somewhere west of here, Cleveland, I believe.
You couldn't hear yourself think, Louise said. Even Camilla was a flutter. They were trying on all their hats.
Hats? Beatrice piped up. Why? She stood there holding crumbs. Louise drew herself up importantly. Mother's portrait on the wall looked down upon us. We waited. They're going away. Louise's eyes were bigger than her head.
Away? Where?
Where did the upstairs Cranstons ever go? And it was springtime, not summer. In the summer, people went to the mountains and the shore and Saratoga for the races, but not the Cranstons. It took Mrs. Cranston 3 days to decide to go into Rhinebeck to buy a pair of button gloves.
Going where? Beatrice wondered.
You don't mean moving away. Packing up and leaving us high and...
I'm not sure what I heard exactly, Louise wavered. It's something about the girls, about Olive.
Louise's mind was in a muddle.
I didn't understand most of it, but Mrs. Cranston went on and on about giving Olive her chance.
We must give Olive her chance, said Mrs. Cranston. The eyes in my mind narrowed. I am Helena, the oldest. And I needed to understand everything.
Where are they going, Louise?
Europe, Louise said. Just that one word, like the crack of doom.
Where's that?
Beatrice was agog.
Louise said, Europe is across the...
Never mind where it is, I said before Louise could tell Beatrice that Europe is across the ocean. Water is not a happy subject with us, and I wouldn't have Beatrice worried. I glanced up at Mother, there on the wall, looking down on us from the frame and her grave.
They are going to Europe to find Olive a husband, I said. They are going to marry Olive off. Is that what I was hearing? Louise said, astonished.
That's exactly what you were hearing, I said.
Because it was. But why? Louise and Beatrice gibbered.
Because no young man around here ever comes to call on Olive twice.
That was another true fact. You know yourselves, Mr. Cranston has looked as far as Rockland County for young men to call on Olive, I said. Mr. Cranston has crossed the river looking for a young man for Olive. We stood sobered by the thought. And do we ever see any of them but once? No, they shy like horses and gallop off. The Cranstons will never get Olive off their hands by staying home. Olive is pushing 21 without a man in sight, and so they're going to have to try Europe. As soon as I said it, I knew I was right.